Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to the money. 743-17 before 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our good friend Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark Rosa. Mark, you like this song or not?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Turn it up, Tim. Crank it up. It's Friday. Let's go.
That's it. I like the beat of it.
Yeah, I do, too. Sitting in a free... So we had a guest on earlier. Mark said he was going to Rhode Island to beat the heat. How's that sound?
Oh, it sounds great. I was thinking Siberia.
That would be even better. It's lovely this
That'd
time
be,
of year.
Absolutely. It's beautiful right now.
Talking
to Dave about moving. I bought the house that I'm in now. It just happened that way. Uh-huh. Bought it in August, so you have to start moving. I mean, I remember that. I'd rather get hit by a car.
Me too. I tell you, you know, it's like light a candle, turn the gas on, go see a movie. I'm just kidding. These are jokes. You never want to do that. It's just.
That's right.
Somebody was showing me a house one time that somebody had trashed. I don't know why they were showing it to me, but I guess they just wanted some sympathy. And it's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I said, I'd turn the gas on, light a candle, and go see a movie. And I'll never forget the look she had on her face when she turned around and looked at me as though I had lost my mind.
Serious.
Yes. Go to jeffersonfinancial.org/calculator/credit line, and you can find the home equity line of credit calculator. And Mark's talking about that with us right now. If you have any questions, please text them to 504-260-1870. This is part two. We started with home part one last week. And, Mark, this can be perhaps a little more complicated than it seems at first.
Well, Tommy, you know, since we started the series, it's been over a year now that we've been doing this. I'm surprised sometimes by questions that we get. And there's no dumb question, but the questions are, well, I didn't know I could refinance one thing or another. I didn't know I could refinance my car. I didn't know I could refinance a signature loan or a house loan. And yeah, we want to get that message out. You could refinance any lending obligation or borrowing obligation in the debtor's case anytime. So that's something that we are able to do. Sometimes commercial loans aren't like that. They're a little bit more rigid in their structure, but not consumer stuff. So if you can get better deals or cheaper rate or a longer term or things that you know, meet your financial needs. So having said that, going into this home equity line of credit, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about that as well, that it's a very fluid and capable product. It serves many people's needs because they're borrowing against their home, probably the greatest asset that they have. And if you have to finance something, you could use your home as collateral, basically, and have very flexible payments. People say, well, but to talk about payments, my house payment is the largest payment I've ever had. Yes, I'll bet, because it's the largest asset you've ever financed. But with respect to the payment on a home equity credit line, many times it's down to just paying the interest every month as a minimum. You could pay it off whenever you want as a maximum, quote, maximum payment. Just pay it off. You come into some money or you sell another asset or something happens, you could just extinguish that loan, but still have the credit line open and available for a future purchase. And it could be anything. That was the other question I think we stopped on last week. Somebody said, well, let me get this straight. I could take out an advance against a HELOC. I could buy a car. Absolutely. And the car would be completely paid for. I could go on vacation. I could take a trip. Absolutely, you could use that money for whatever you want. And again, it's against the home. So if people are wanting to text in now, we'll try to get as many as we can in the minutes that we have.
Well, let me get to one.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me get to one.
All right.
Mark, real quick, been having Helco for 4 years. Keep it or get a different type loan. I guess you need more information, I would think, huh?
Yeah, that's just enough for us to say a few words on it. Is there something? Question that comes to my mind just based on how that was phrased. Is there something getting in your way? Is there something getting under your nails about having a HELOC? I would think that it's more flexible than having a fixed rate mortgage. But other people, you get people that say, you know what, I don't want that. I don't want the credit line. I want a fixed mortgage. I want it to end at some point, and I want to know what that end point is at the end of 10 years or 20 or 30 years. Okay. Well, if that works in your mind, I guess then that the fix would work for you. But it seems like through life, there's always an unexpected. There's always something desired. There's always something that we want to do. And using that to leverage against your home's equity can be very, very flexible and very beneficial. And you got other benefits that accrue to you. Home interest is generally tax deductible. You're not going to get a tax deduction on buying the car. You're not going to get a tax deduction on money you borrow to go on vacation or pay for your kids' tuition. Home interest would be taxed. So that's a little boost that adds in there. Now, during the Trump years, I think the HELOC either was phased, the deductibility of HELOC interest was either phased out or phased out due to people's income. So that's something we need to check with our individual tax advisors to make sure. That would be another question, but that's another benefit, again, with a home, the HELOC or just a home loan in general. The government wants to support that process by giving you a boost, giving you, the interest that you're paying. You get a tax deduction off of that. But was there another question?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's a big one here, and they say they missed part one, and they're confused about the difference between a HELOC and a second mortgage or a home equity loan. So you can talk about that when we come back, Mark. We got that break that always comes up at 7:50. If we don't get it done today, we'll have part three. We're not going anywhere.
Absolutely.
I'm not, are you?
No,
well,
I'm fine with
Siberia.
It.
I mean, this other than that, but you'll be going to Siberia, but you'll be back in time for this. Yes. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now on WWL. 7:54, 6 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, helping you to manage your money. Well, Mark Rosa is helping you manage your money. We do it every Friday, Managing Your Money with Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you go to my page at WWL.com, you'll see a blog, and from there you can follow the links. If you can do it right now, it'd be great to look at the home equity line of credit calculator. If not, you can do it when you get near a computer. And Mark is answering your questions right now. And Mark, before we went to the break, a big question was about somebody saying they missed part one. This is part two, by the way, and it looks like we're heading toward part three. But difference between a home equity loan and a home equity line of credit?
Well, a home equity loan, when people say it that way, that's usually just your conventional, your regular home loan. You're borrowing money to buy a home, and it's got a fixed term, and you've got a fixed payment. So plain vanilla. A second mortgage usually works the same way. You're just taking out a second loan on your home, fixed term and a fixed payment. So those things have a definite endpoint. The credit line works like a credit card. You've got a limit. You can go up to that limit. You don't have to ever draw on that limit. You could pay what you want on there. There's usually a minimum payment, like I had mentioned at part one. Usually it's just the interest due for the month. So it's very, very minimal, similar to a credit card. You got a minimal payment, or you can pay as much as the whole thing off. So people have found this useful. Again, it might not be for everybody. Like, no product is for everybody. But this offers a lot of flexibility financially. And again, you're using your house as the collateral. So lenders are very eager to install one for you. And you've got a flexible component there. So, if you've got a $200,000 home and you only owe $100,000 on it, you've got equity there that you could place in addition to your regular mortgage, if you have one, by my example, you do have one. You owe $100,000 on your home. But look, I could install a $50,000 credit line, and it could just stay there. Somebody said, "Do you have to use it?" No, you never have to use it. There shouldn't be any fees to have it installed and let it sit there. If you need to make a draw off of that $50,000 credit line, the institution will give you a check or put the money into your checking account, and away you go. And then the payment, again, starting the next month, would be very small. It would traditionally be just the interest that's accrued on there, or they might provide you with a payment that's amortized over time, but you will know what that payment is as a minimum. And then, of course, as a maximum, if you're just floating some money for a while, I've seen people do that. Well, I'm selling a piece of property. I want to get the money. I'm going to pay my HELOC off. That's fine. And then the line of credit balance would go to zero, and you're ready to use it again for some other purpose. So it's got a lot of flexibility, Tommy, and I would really encourage people to look into that and see if it meets their financial needs.
Well, the only thing caveat I would put on it, Mark, is that, and I would hope people realize this, if you want to take your dream vacation or whatever, you do have to pay this money back, and your home is the guarantee that you're putting up.
No doubt. Absolutely. It's a loan. So loans come with payments, and payments come with principal and interest, and you are paying that money back, and then that's right. You're putting your home up. But again, it's the flexibility that is brought to this product is probably more flexible than maybe any other financing arrangement that you might make in life. And it's, you know, the housing stock is the key there. So you could get a lot of leverage, a lot of mileage from using that. And I've seen people, and I think we said this on part one, people who say, "Oh, well, I'm going to convert my existing home loan to the whole thing would be a line of credit." Oh, that's possible. You could do that. Now, there is some as we run. Yes. Yeah, you can convert the whole thing to a line of credit. And then you're down to a very small payment for your entire house. People have done that, especially while interest rates have been low. But the only thing, Tommy, similar to a credit card, because it's a line of credit, think about a credit card product. The interest rate has the potential of moving. So it's like while we're enjoying very low rates right now, and if you install that HELOC, it might go from 2% to 3% on you in the next couple of years as rates are expected to rise. So we just got to pay attention. It's out there. It's very flexible. It's easy to use. It's convenient. It's benefits to it. But that would be the only way for the bank. That's how the financial institution would price it. It's got to have some kind of flexibility with the interest rate as well.
So you don't get a locked-in rate for a home equity line of credit?
No, traditionally, no. The product isn't like that. It would be like a credit card. A credit card's interest rate can move. Sometimes it doesn't move for long periods of time, but it would probably be in your paperwork that there is some adjustability to the rate.
All right, Mark, thank you so much. 64 and clear. 64 and clear in Siberia right now. Mark will be back on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.